This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Make America great, bitch.
Fucking.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
You know, here's another thing that's happened to me as I get older. I'm moving more into the whites.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Wonderful. It's marvelous.
Super. Super duper.
That's 50% stupid.
Here he is having the time of his life.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
My son is an idiot.
What is Colorado Rocky?
Kick the ball, you little bitch. You better believe I clicked on the ad, and it is yarmakula.com.
That's how you spell yarmulke.
That ain't no bird.
Nice to have you along. Hello.
But
on time.
Yay.
Yeah. Why? Yes. Why are we on time?
I don't know. I don't think we've been on time all day, and yet here we are at 6:03.
Do you think Dusty's going to be a big clock guy? Stay on the clock guy?
Is that what happens? You know, you wonder as you get old. I've always talked about every old guy all looks the same. Like, they wear the same sneakers. Like, you shop at Costco. The nose hair gets out of control. Like, so eventually, it just... And then you see photos of that dude, and he's like a young, stylish, like, guy back in the day. Is that, like, the same thing that when you become the boss, you just naturally morph? Like, Dusty's gonna wear a lot of, like, checkered button-down shirts, get himself some Dockers, some white socks, start wearing Skechers sneakers. He's just gonna,
and then start sending emails about the clock.
Yeah, clock, and then important, you know, reads. Hey, don't we have to tell people about the fan golf tournament too? Oh yeah. No, that's not it. What happened to the golf? We lost the golf tournament page.
You're doing great.
Well, where'd it go? Don't you have it?
It's right here. If you'd like to just toss it in here.
Well, you're supposed to do it.
Well, I just...
You have to tell
people. I'll do it. It's just we didn't need to be right now.
I figured
your
with...
first show?
I figured with Dusty. It is.
F.
It is my first show. Well, I thought we were trying to appease the overlords now.
No. Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that? Dusty can screw off just like Jeff.
Well, your local Toyota dealer will not screw off. They are going to present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic at Lanyon Farms. Tuesday, June 24th, brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Morning and afternoon. Afternoon about sold out. Morning rounds, get on it. Got to fill up the morning round. So come play with us in the morning and get yourself a burrito.
I was practicing out at Langdon today, and I had an old man moment with an old man.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned old man, so it made me think of this.
Yeah.
So there was this guy. You know at Langdon they have that back practice, the small green back towards the White House back
yes.
there? Where it's not the main practice green, yes. there's another one
yeah.
back there. I like to go back there and chip.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, when I got there was an old man in his 70s for sure.
Just back there on his own.
He was back there chipping.
Yeah.
And he had one of those like fluorescent vests on. He was like either a bus driver
sure.
or
like a reflective vest.
Yeah, I don't know what he did.
It's one of those, hey, see me, don't hit me, and I'm probably monitoring some kids.
And he had his jeans on, but he was on a break or something. I don't know. He was chipping balls.
Yeah.
But he was listening to his audiobook just out loud, like it was blaring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no headphones, just had it turned up.
And I...
Yeah. Well, he probably doesn't know how the Bluetooth works.
Well, this was my question, because it didn't really bother me, because I had my earbuds in, I was...
Sure.
You know, but I wondered, I'm like, okay, is he too cheap to buy earbuds?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not know how Bluetooth works?
That would be my guess.
Is he unaware of earbuds?
Is it possible that we have A, B, and C all go there? There's a combination?
Or is it maybe that he can't find earbuds that fit his old man's saggy ears?
Interesting.
Like, what is that?
There's too much ear hair that's clogging it up?
I needed to know. I almost asked him. But I did. And he just seemed real into his own chips. He was pretty good little...
What was he listening to?
Pretty good chipper. It was a book. And again, I had mine in, but when I got close to him a couple of times, I was listening in, and it seemed to be some sort of... What do you think a 70-year-old white-haired guy chipping golf balls is listening to? I'll give you two guesses, and the first one doesn't count.
Is it like a Bill O'Reilly book or something?
No, it was just it was an old war.
Oh, I was going to say.
Some sort of war.
Well, that's what Bill O'Reilly does. He does like Killing Lincoln, Killing Crazy Horse. It was some sort of...
Yeah, it was historical.
Yeah, some sort of thing, yes.
And I'm sure he was on a ship and, you know...
Reliving the days.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wondered.
Well, look, you got something to look ahead to. You know, that'll be you one day.
I kind of know how earbuds work.
Well, yeah, but the next thing will come along, and you know,
what is that?
You're
next
very
thing?
Cocky, but it'll happen.
You well,
think
I know.
You think Jack Rop one day just like he wasn't with it,
no,
and then
I
one day
I
he's
get
not.
What you're saying, but the earbud thing, I'm pretty hip to it. You know,
see, but
there will be something. I just don't know what it is, and see, neither do you.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like we just you think it could never happen to you, but one day it does.
No, it definitely does. It's just the question is, what is it?
I don't know. I don't know what gets you. But eventually you'll be like, F it. And then you'll just go out. And maybe like you wearing earbuds, like some young guy will be like, oh, my God, look at that guy wearing headphones. Like, what an idiot.
What, you're not supposed to have headphones?
Yeah, something much
what
better.
An idiot.
Yeah, something
just stupid.
Much better will have come along.
It's where like those ones you place behind your ear.
Yeah,
or
there's
something.
No way you could put, like, if you have something in your ear, it turns out that's giving you cancer, and yet you'll still be wearing it because you're a dumbass.
I'm just old.
Yeah, happens to the best of us. The way old people do anything often fascinates me. There's a guy at my gym that's probably in his 70s, and he wears like corduroy pants and a wife beater. And then like he pulls the pants like up over his belly and then cinches them. And then he wears like a headband and wristbands and then like Skechers, and he works out that way. I used to be a big wife beater guy, and it fascinates me because he clearly like he wears an athletic top, although not really, he wears a wife beater, but the pants, I want to say the same thing. I want to go up to him and be like, do we hate shorts, or
can we draw some parallels between this man and the man at the golf course? I think it's kind of a money thing.
Own shorts?
No, I just think, well, I don't think they want to pay for anything new.
It's possible. So maybe he doesn't own.
And so
own,
they just go about the...
Yeah. Well, that would kind of make sense because he probably owns the wife beater that he just wears as an undershirt. So he sees people wearing tank tops and he's like, well, I have a tank top. And then he's like, well, I don't want to wear shorts, or I don't own shorts, so what's wrong with these pants?
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
You get some sweet headbands, and you get in there and you work out.
That's how the men from that generation think. Like, they're pretty tight, man. Mm. They're not buying new gym shorts.
Dude, I often see...
And they don't need to fit in.
No. I see elderly people doing stuff like that all the time, and it baffles me. Just strange things occur.
Well, I'm already kind of an old man on our family text thread. Like,
are you?
Well, I just don't respond.
Yeah.
Or if I do, it's dad, like real short dad quips.
Well, when my kids get together.
I totally get that. I get why the kids make fun of that. Yeah. But I don't care because that's all I...
You know what I
don't have to say, oh, glad you landed safely every time they land. You know what I mean?
I get made fun of on the text thread for the size of my font. My kids mock me.
Oh, you got the old man.
I don't think so.
Let me see.
I don't think my font is that bad, but according to my kids, I get ridiculed.
Let me see your font size.
My eyes are very important to me.
What size you're working with?
Yeah, just that.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right?
They think that's...
Dude, I get mocked. Like,
there's mine. I think you and I have about the same.
Yeah, and I get mocked all the time for it.
Wow.
When my kids get together, and it doesn't happen that often, but we'll do like group calls because the one's in Korea. So we'll do like a family call like on a weekend and we all get together and it just turns into the three of them constantly making fun of me for something. And the sad part is most of the time I don't know why I'm being made fun of and it doesn't make me angry. I just kind of slough it off now and like whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
But I am constantly mocked and that's why I'm sad. Like,
kids are morons.
I don't, and it's only going to get worse the older we get for stuff like that. I won't know how to do something, or I won't know, like, I won't know.
Well, just wait till you really need to make it big. Your eyes get so bad, you're like, you know what? I got to go up a couple fonts.
Yeah.
You will.
Well, my buddy's dad that we hang out with, Liquor Rick, who is a P1 to the show, he goes down to Barrett Jackson with us. Dude, he's got, like, the eye chart font. Like, each one of his characters is, like, 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
It's really...
And to him, it's great.
It's really, really big.
And that's the beauty
of... It works.
That's right. It's the beauty of being old.
Yeah.
Is that... No, the olds don't care about this stuff you're calling out. They don't care.
Yeah.
They think it's wonderful.
They also don't care if you think it's lame.
Exactly. They're like, wait, they have a font as big as the F on the top of the eye chart?
It's great.
Although
perfect.
Every now and then they do. This was several years ago, back when... my family still, we still communicated with one another. But this was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. As a joke, for my brother's birthday, I got him the Nike coaching shoes, like the Pete Carrolls.
Oh, sure. Like the Air Monarchs or whatever. Yeah.
Because my brother, my brother dresses horrifically. Like, he'll go out to eat in a Prairie High School football t-shirt, Seattle Seahawks sweatpants, and like New Balance sneakers. I'm like, jeez. Like, so as a joke, I got him like the big Air Monarchs, the big Pete Carroll specials. And he opened those up and we were all laughing. And my dad didn't get it. My dad was like, What's funny about that? And we were like, nothing. And he wanted to know. And
yeah,
we're
you don't need to explain it.
And so we were like, dude, it's just an old man's shoe. He's like, why? Why are those old man shoes? And we're like, dude, they're old man shoes. And he was really bothered by it. And so the best part was my daughter Googles. She goes, here, Grandpa, watch this. So she Googles old man shoes.
Get off my phone.
And if you Google old man shoes, you know what? Two shoes pop up. One is that shoe.
Pete Carroll?
The Pete Carroll
one. Dad shoes?
And you know the other one? Like the New
Probably
Balance.
The, yeah.
The 407s.
Yeah. Guess what? He was wearing those?
He was wearing them.
Dude. That's fantastic.
It did not.
I'm old.
It did not go well.
Why would he be offended by that?
I'm not kidding, dude. So we all start dying.
Because you gave him new old man shoes while he's sitting in his old man shoes.
No, I gave him to John. I gave him to my brother. This had nothing to do. I merely meant to just kind of make fun of my brother for the way he dresses. And inadvertently, I ended up pissing off my dad. So when he saw that, he got really upset about it. And he was really bothered. And so my kid, of course, Taylor, kind of needled him a little bit. And, dude, this is like at a pizza joint. My dad out loud goes in this tone, you think I give an S, dropped an S-bomb. And my dad doesn't
he
curse.
He doesn't cuss, yeah.
Yeah.
He unfollowed us on Twitter because we cussed.
And he dropped it. You think I give an S? And, like, the room went really quiet. And my son goes, yeah, I kind of think
you do. seems like it.
And I looked over at my kids and I was like, just death stare, like, drop it. Like, this is not going well. Like, you could cut the tension with a knife. Dude, it was bad.
God.
And he wouldn't let it go.
Boy, that's really weird.
And I was wearing a pair of, like, Air Maxes. And he was like, what? What's the difference between your shoe and my shoe? Why is my shoe an old man's shoe and yours not?
And what is your explanation for that?
I did.
Because he's got a point there.
I just let it go.
It's just...
I was like, Dad, it doesn't...
Like, if you are going to explain that, how would you do it?
I didn't. I just was like, we don't... And he just kept going. He could not. The whole evening, that's all he taught. And it was at one point, he was like this. He's like, dude, give me those. He goes, hey, give me, for my birthday, give me a pair of those. I'll wear those. I'll wear those all day. And we're like, I get it. Just
someone needed to drop an okay boomer on him and then explain it to.
Dude, it was bad. Okay, and then when boomer. I actually did like, it was like, everyone was laughing. I was not. I felt bad. I was like, this isn't good. That was a totally inadvertent shade throw. But that's like, you know, when you get old, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, usually they don't take it that personally. Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
Or they're oblivious. Like, they don't, I mean.
Yeah. Just when you Google old man shoe and it two pop up and you're wearing one of them, didn't go well. But there's two types of old people. One that would just be like, embrace it, and then the other one that obviously was, you know.
All right, coming up next, Netflix is making a change for the first time in 12 years on The Fan.
I saw that too. Damn it.
A text, my mom's name is Karen, and having to explain to her what being a Karen meant was not fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. What if your mom actually is named Karen and is a Karen?
Is a Karen.
Well, if your mom was a Karen, would you say something? Like, if your mom was a talk to the manager type lady?
No.
No,
I don't think.
You just let it go.
Well, I would hope that she would know. Yeah. I would only say something if she asked. Yeah. She's like, hey, son, what does it mean to be a Karen? I'm like, well, here's a mirror.
My wife was all up in arms in about something at one point in time.
What?
And I just kind of I kind of casually went, okay, Karen, that was the first and last time I've done that.
Oh, yeah, you can't be doing that.
No. I thought she was like overreacting to something small, and she didn't like it.
Suit calls her a Karen Daly on the show. Good
something
thing she
like
doesn't
it, yeah.
listen.
It is
Speed
a good
cushions.
Thing. I hope she doesn't listen.
Not
and
frequently.
I also hope that your stepdad, Eric, I can see, oh, they were making fun of you again today. Hey, Eric, again, do me a favor and can it. Well, my mom is adorably racist.
What?
Like, that's like the BTJ thing.
Can we get that for a drop, please?
Well, that's
get rid of all the women. We get rid of all the black guys.
Well, that's like that's the whole thing. Like, that's where BTJ came from. My mom, if you don't know, if people ask like the inception of that. My mom was in the hospital, and the Japanese doctor came in. Her doctor was Japanese, and she called him Dr. Fuji. His name was not Fuji. It was his name was like Fujiyama or something. Oh. And so my mom was calling him either Dr. Fuji or it was something that was nowhere near his name. And immediately she launches into the fact that her daughter-in-law is not just Japanese, but big time Japanese. She's like, Ma, just
BTJ.
Yeah. Like it's stuff like that. Like my mom doesn't,
but that's not like, look,
my mom will tell anyone that will listen that the significant other is Japanese, and sometimes it's in weird ways. That's why I said it's adorable, because she doesn't mean anything by it, but it can come
and
off
think,
to some people as like...
And I think that matters.
Yes.
Because I think we all know the old or the grandparent that has said something that makes you cringe.
Yes.
But if you know them, and you know them well, you know they don't mean it that way. So is that racist?
My mom is the sweetest lady in the world, but yes, and she's one of those
it
types.
It could be taken as racist.
Yes.
But she is not a racist.
That's why I call it adorably racist.
I mean, isn't the proper term for it ignorant?
Ignorant.
Like,
yeah,
if you don't know. Yes. Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, now, are we going to get that put in the purple with
boss.
The rest of the white power ranking? Yes, thank
that's
you.
Right.
That'd be great.
The color white to me just always works.
Not, that's when I just need to not say anything.
We apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have there's a long history of that, from being married to a Korean to having an African-American girlfriend and now the Japanese. Like, no, she doesn't mean anything by it, but sometimes my mom says stuff and I just have to just put my head down and start laughing. And then you have to tell your partner, You just got to take it in good spirit. It's a 70-year-old Swedish woman that has a hard time sometimes with the language. You just got to embrace it.
Boy, there's some funny jokes coming in now. Yeah, Bill Parcells, Jap plays. Remember that?
Yes.
He called called some plays they run in practice Jap plays.
Well, God. And like sometimes people don't understand that Orientals is not referring to a group of people, you know. It's like you got it's not a thing, Mom.
Does she use that term?
No. No, but
I haven't heard that one in a while. Orientals.
Well, and sometimes there's a lot of it kind of you get confused between Koreans, Chinese, Jap, very different people. They're different people, very different places. My mom is adorably racist.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. It's a nice little drop. Where are we putting that? Oh, there it is.
My mom is adorably racist.
I just have always preferred the whites. I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Yeah, my old black dad in his 70s called Asian people Oriental, you know. And they just don't, you just don't know any different. There's a difference between.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, your mom's not racist. No. There's a lot of old people. And by the way, I already do things like this.
Oh, yeah.
Where the kids look at me shouldn't say that.
No.
I'm like, why?
Yeah.
So it's already happening. It's only going to get worse.
Only going to get worse.
And I'm not racist.
No.
I'm not!
That's exactly what a racist would say.
As far as you know, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Could you mix in a black?
Oh. What happens is you've gotten a little older, Rob? What are you doing now that you're...
I will say this. I'm going to admit something. So on the... it's on a story that we have coming up. I put the link in my notes. I think it was best states. U.S. News ranked like the best states or something. Mm-hmm. It was some, and we'll talk about it. I can't remember which one it is. I got a bunch of that stuff in my notes. One of them had a quiz of what is the best state for you. And I took the quiz. It was only like 8 or 9 questions. It spit out Idaho. And
Rob,
I was like, whoa.
Rob, you did say as you're getting older, you're preferring the whites.
Here's another thing that's happened to me as I get older. I'm moving more into the whites. Yeah. Dude, I'm moving to Idaho.
How about I can see you in Coeur d'Alene.
God.
I can see you up there in Coeur d'Alene.
What's wrong with me?
On the water, playing a little golf.
But I'm serious. I was a little stunned, like, you know, because it asks you it's just basic questions like, how important is... you know, how important is diversity?
Not so
zero. No, I'm just kidding.
Is Idaho for you?
I'm moving more into the whites. I thought I'd get a West Coast state, but yeah. I got Idaho. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about me.
Well, and it's funny because you can go where, like, you can be oblivious to it, right? But then you can also do, because I was thinking about my mom. My mom tries to go out of her way to show you that she embraces everybody, and by going out of the way,
yeah, that's not.
That's where it kind of can get weird.
Yeah,
because you're making like an overt attempt.
That means you think it's weird by them just being a different race, and that should not be weird.
Hence the, this is like where the stuff comes in. Like my daughter-in-law, Japanese. Wait. Big time. And she'll like emphasize big time. So it's like, yeah, she goes out of her. She's proud. She's proud of it. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's something to be proud of, but we appreciate that you're proud of it. But sometimes like in trying to show that you're all about it, it can get a little weird. That poor Japanese doctor was probably just looking at that being like, what? Huh? And that happens. That happens from time to time.
Yeah, but that's better than saying, yeah, my daughter-in-law's Japanese. She can't drive a lick.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know, you can't really say that. No, like, that's racist.
That's racist.
Yeah. By the way, that was an example. It was not me
that
saying.
That was coming from Isaac Robb. Boy, you are really. Dude, Idaho
I'm
Bob.
I'm looking for that quiz. Oh, here it is. I found
Idaho
it.
Idaho Bob over there.
I want you to take this quiz.
Okay.
Live on the air.
All right.
Next, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, because mine was Idaho. Let's see. Well, we'll see.
So, like, how often do you use the term boy? Rob's like, all the time.
Boy!
My favorite way. Let's go.
No. It was
okay. We apologize.
Yeah, we should stop. Coming up next, Suk takes the state quiz. What state best suits him?
Right.
On the Fan, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I want to remind you that Andrew Nemec coming up after us in 30 minutes.
The hell of a lead in right here.
Bucks Warriors down 20.
But Anthony Edwards hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What happened?
Ankle.
Oh no.
He's in the locker room right now.
So maybe. No,
I mean, I'm not like rooting for that, but
if you're trying to
get a series back on even footing, you minus one Steph and one Ian
like
Edwards.
It, yeah. Draymond's again punching people
doing
in
Draymond
the face.
Things.
He has no control of his limbs.
No,
it's ridiculous.
No, he doesn't.
So this is this was in the link to the U.S. News Best States to Live.
Okay. Turns out Rob belongs in Idaho.
Yeah. And look, there's nothing wrong with Idaho, okay?
I feel like you think there is. I can
well,
tell.
Idaho is known as a racist state.
I can tell that you're bothered that it says
yes,
you belong in Idaho.
Of course. That's why I brought it up.
I knew it all along.
And you would be too. Wait till you see what it spits out for you. It's going to say Russia.
Yeah, I could see Russia from my backyard. All right, what do we? How many?
So
questions?
I want you. There's only 8 questions.
Oh, good. I was going to say this better not.
And I don't want you to manipulate this.
Well, you will know if I give an answer and you're going to be like, "That's horse crap." I will answer honestly.
But they're all basic questions.
Okay.
So this was on the list of U.S. News ranking the states in order best and worst to live. Utah, by the way, was number one.
Dude, people love Utah right now.
Utah's having a comeuppance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's becoming less less Mormon, and yet it's still like really efficient and clean, and people are digging it.
But make no mistake,
yeah.
The Mormons
are
behind all that. I mean, the Mormons run it.
Yeah, but it's not as dominated. Look, I'm not moving to Utah anytime soon.
Well, what if this spits out Utah for you?
Ooh, I pack it up.
So in there it says, what is the best state for you? And it's an 8-question quiz. The first question is, how important is healthcare to a state's overall success? Not important at all, a little, somewhat, pretty important, or extremely important. Healthcare to a state's overall success.
Overall success. Yeah, I'll say it's pretty important.
Pretty, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How important is education to a state's overall success? Not important, a little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely.
I'm trying to think of like the dumb states and do they do okay? Well, California does.
Just your opinion. What is your opinion?
I used to be a big white beater guy. I'm going to say somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
I'm going to say somewhat important.
How important is economy to a state's overall success?
Very important.
Okay. So it's not important at all, yeah. A little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely?
Extremely.
Okay. How important are economic opportunity, affordability, and equality to a state's overall success? Not important at all, a little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely?
Pretty.
How important is natural environment to a state's overall success? Same choices.
Somewhat.
Okay. How important are crime and corrections to a state's overall success? A little, somewhat, pretty, extremely? Not at all. Lawless?
No, but again, I mean, that's states because you're talking about big cities. I'm saying somewhat. There's places that have high crime rates in big cities, but it doesn't mean the state sucks.
How important is infrastructure to a state's overall success? Not a little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely?
Pretty important.
Okay. And finally, how important is fiscal stability to a state's overall success?
Very important.
Well, again, very is not...
Yeah, the top one.
Extremely?
Extremely.
Okay. And here we go. I'm ready to push the button.
So here we go.
And see what state it spits out for you here on The Fan.
I can tell you right now, this.
What's it got?
Idaho?
Utah.
Yeah! All right!
That's fantastic. Thank you. So you go to Utah and I'll go to Idaho and we'll be racist together.
Already been there, really, baby. 5 years. Let's go. Salt Lake. Oh, yeah. They signed that brown guy and then I went right past it.
Buck, would you like to take this?
Sure.
See, the thing about this thing, though, it's a little skewy here because, like...
Feels like once you answer one way, then it just cuts off a bunch
because
of the others.
Like, you take a street... Like, I love New Orleans. Like, if I could live in a city, I'm a big New Orleans guy. But Louisiana, in general, is poor. It has poor health care. And so, obviously, that stuff's going to be important. And so, it's going to eliminate a lot of those states. Like, no one's going to say, none of that crap matters. So... any state that's in the South, basically, is going to be eliminated right off the top. I'm guessing that if you answer even in a halfway reasonable way, you're only getting a handful of states that are going to be picked. Arkansas, or maybe not Arkansas, but like Mississippi and Louisiana aren't coming up on a lot of these.
Well, you don't get to take it, Buck, because it's now...
you've used your quota.
Yeah. Mm. It's telling me I have to share my email to continue reading.
Yeah, that's right.
For free?
Nope.
What?
Out.
I will not be doing that.
Well, Idaho, Utah, I'm assuming Buck would have ended up in maybe Florida then.
Wyoming, yeah, perhaps.
What do you think,
or
Buck would?
Arizona.
I feel like Buck...
Well, I think all of us are going to answer in a somewhat general... I mean, all of those things are fairly important things.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it matters whether you put pretty important or like... what was it? Extremely versus, you know.
I just always think if you've got a state that's well funded and they got their S together and they can, and you know, and there's financial opportunities there, I think everything else you can kind of figure out as it goes.
Someone said, bad news, Rob. I don't think they allow Subarus in Idaho.
No, I don't think so.
But do they allow Subarus with a Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker on them?
I wonder if they'd have to have like some sort of city council meeting about that.
They call me in. Let's Go Brandon sticker. We're proud of you for that. But
hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do what I find is
this?
That?
What is this Subaru?
Don't really like this Subaru. I want to look up number of Subaru versus number of Ford dealers in the great state of Idaho.
I love Tesla.
I know. I'll look this up.
Nah. For the first time in 12 years, Netflix is making over its home screen. Thank God. I don't know if you guys feel this, but is it hard to find things on Netflix to you?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not the best interface of all the streaming platforms, but I don't know. It's not horrible.
What do you think is the best interface?
You know, the interface that I don't like to use is I don't like Hulu's.
I think Apple's is pretty good.
Hulu's
is bad.
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
Apple's
is the best one.
Apple's is good.
And HBO or Max is really good.
Max is solid, and then
I don't really like Amazon's.
YouTube TV's pretty good too.
Amazon's is kind of wonky. I would go
Agreed.
Apple, HBO, flip a coin. I think they're both really good, and then I'd say Netflix. I don't mind Netflix's, and then I think Amazon and Hulu are both. They're the ones that actively piss me off.
Well, Netflix, this will begin to roll out May 19th. And they say there's a lot to get excited about.
Really?
Simpler navigation, shortcuts to search, shows, movies, games, and My Netflix are now located at the top of your screen and always visible. That's nice.
Hmm.
Have you ever searched on Netflix?
Yeah.
Because you got to go to the side.
Yeah, go to the side.
Responsive recommendations. Find what you want when you want it. Now, as you watch, explore, and engage with titles, you'll get fresh rows of recommendations served up in real time. Your homepage will respond to your viewing and browsing history so you can quickly find something that suits your mood in the moment. That's good because I think that that algorithm it's not always right, but it gives you enough stuff that anything that you would like is probably going to be in there if it knows you well enough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's a good change.
I would
right
say
there.
This, and maybe this is why the Netflix one doesn't bother me. I'm only on Netflix, and if it's not in, like, the top 10, you know, trending today or what I've watched before, I really don't go hunting for anything on Netflix.
Well, I think that's the whole point of this, is that they
want me to hunt
on seeing more stuff.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people default to what you do.
That's
I do the same thing. If it doesn't have the top 10 on it,
I'm not
looking for it, and that's a problem with their interface. Like, that's the problem right there.
Yeah. You there's two rows, three, right? Continue watching, top 10, or
recommendations.
Because you watch this,
yes.
I will never get beyond those. And because you watch this, that is very, very rare.
And the feature, you know, when they put them on the top, and you can watch the little vignettes.
That's the easiest way.
That'll get me. Yep. That's what got me into the Four Seasons.
I'm intrigued. And I wouldn't necessarily say they needed a refresh, but if you want me to spend more time and find different programs, you should do a better job.
You also have a My Netflix Hub where they say, consider this your personal oasis to keep track of all the stuff that matters to you, where you left off on that show, what you plan to watch next, and more. Check back to find out what's in your continue watching my list and remind me, which is good. And then they say, detailed information about each title. Having a hard time choosing between this show or that movie? With the new interface, you can discover what makes each title worth the watch before you commit to pressing play.
That is way better because as I'm scrolling, a lot of times I see the title and I have no idea what it is. A little quick synopsis would go a long way to getting me to click through.
Well, you have to, it's too many clicks to get through to the big synopsis.
Yes.
Because you got to go all the way to the show page.
Yep.
And then it's like, well.
Now I'm out.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I scrolled over the top of something and you gave me a little 30-second trailer or a synopsis, that would be nice.
It's coming, guys.
All right.
Isn't that hot?
I just don't.
New Netflix interface, May 19th.
I miss the days of scrolling. I don't scroll anymore.
But you should get YouTube TV, you can scroll.
Yeah, I don't scroll. It's appointment. I have appointment viewing only. My scrolling days are done.
I think that's most people now. One band, an old band, famous band, is hanging them up. That's next on The Fan. What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, we found a flaw in the system.
There's a glitch in the matrix.
There is a glitch because Sook, so I was locked out, but Sook pulled up the quiz.
Yeah, and someone asked, if you took that state quiz and you answered unimportant to everything, so healthcare is not important, finance not important, any of that, would it give you like a crappy state? So I answered not important to all 8 questions, and it gave me Utah.
That's stupid.
Yes. You know what was number 2?
Idaho.
Wow. Right, Namek is here to report he also got Utah.
Really?
See, I'm...
And he took it twice. See, he got Idaho right, the other
now
time.
Now I'm going to do it at random.
What the hell?
I'm going to do this at random.
This is bullsh.
And see...
I saw that too. Damn it.
If I do it at random and if it gives me one of those 2 states, then we know that...
Well, let's let Buck take it.
Okay, Buck, here you go. How important is healthcare to a state's overall success? 1 through 5, basically.
5 being the most.
Yeah.
5 being the most. Let's say 4.
Okay. Education.
4.
Economy.
Liar.
Economy?
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, you're going straight to Idaho, dude.
Yeah.
In Utah.
Economic opportunity, affordability, equality.
Three.
Yeah, you're going to
fuck
Utah,
you
bro.
Son of a bitch. Natural environment. You know. Pollution, air quality.
Four.
Welcome to Idaho. Crime and corrections.
Two.
Nice. Recalibrating this.
Let's see what we got. Infrastructure.
Two.
Two.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fiscal stability. Long term, short term.
Three.
Complete.
All right. What's he got?
Oh, Buck. He's going to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Okay. New Hampshire. Hey.
It also sounds very white.
You know what two is? You know what two is? Utah. You know what three is? Because you know,
Idaho.
Oh my God.
I think they only give you I think it's impossible to get Louisiana. That's all I'm saying. I think this is saying that you cannot, under no circumstances, is anyone's best fit Louisiana.
You freaking bitch. Yeah, I'm not happy about this.
So basically, we got the three whitest states with Utah, Idaho, and New Hampshire.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. Paid for by the Utah Board of Tourism. Yeah.
I'm moving more into the whites.
I figured that the Mormons are indefinitely behind it. They are behind this quiz. And right. I looked up 6 Subaru dealers in Idaho.
Okay.
21 Ford dealers.
Well, yeah. That's actually more Subaru dealers
than
I thought.
That's what I said. I was a little surprised that there was 6 Subies.
How many are there in Oregon? Subies. Subie dealerships. 8,000?
That I'd have to look. But 21 Ford dealers in Idaho? Basically, every other town has a Ford dealer. Oregon Subaru dealers. Let's see what we got. More locations. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Why are you going
6,
there?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. We have 23 Subaru dealerships.
All right.
That's
not bad.
I got something's on. So basically, we are the equivalent of the Idaho Fords, but we bring to you 23 different Subarus. So if you want a Subaru, trust me, in Oregon, you can find one. Shop and compare.
What?
Going to head to that Klamath Falls Subaru dealership.
And finally, Jason, tonight, it's the end of an era because the Who are retiring.
Wait, they're still around?
No.
Well, yes.
I didn't know.
They just put out new music.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, we did the Rolling Stones had a good tune. They're about the same age, right?
Yeah. The Who announced they're retiring from touring after 60 years. They have one last set of dates. They're playing 16 shows in North America, and hopefully, well, I'm sure they will finish off in Europe, but they haven't announced that yet.
So they're down to the two original members. So old Roger, lead singer, he's 80.
Whoa, he's 80?
Yeah, he's 80.
How old's Townsend?
79. In fact, no, actually, no, he's getting ready. He turns 80 this month. And then, obviously, Keith Moon's dead. And the bassist died in 2002. So now they've got, obviously, they have, actually, their second drummer. So this is their third drummer. And I don't know who their bassist is, but we're down to, basically, you're down to Daltrey and Townsend, which is all that really matters. But he's 80 years old.
Daltrey said, Pete is still playing great guitar. The music's still got the vitality that suits it because it's something about the way Pete's music is written, the way it's shaped, the sentiment behind it. It doesn't seem to age like a lot of rock music does. Mm. Us out there performing for the last time is a thank you for fans. Mm. Well, that doesn't make much sense, does it?
Well, I don't know.
He's just old.
I don't think he wrote that, dude. I think that came from a PR standpoint. And what are you going to say? It's one last cash grab before you kick the bucket, so...
It's over!
I remember them playing at the Super Bowl all those years ago and thinking, my God, that
They're
was
old.
And then they came around to Portland a number of years ago, but they had to cancel the show because one of the dudes got sick, and I don't know if they ever... Because I had tickets to that. I don't know if they came back around, or maybe I was gone, because I didn't see it. And now, no offense, but I don't think I would go see 80-year-old The Who.
I can't say I would either.
Yeah.
The great band.
Love The Who. Yeah. Grew up listening to them. My dad really liked The Who. In fact, Tommy the Rock Opera was one of the first things I remember listening to when I was a kid. That was my first introduction to The Who.
They're too old now.
And I just, you know, I don't need that spoiled. Like, don't go see Willie Nelson now. Don't see Bob Dylan. And
is Willie Nelson still out there?
Yeah, Willie Nelson's still out there.
Are you serious?
Comes every year.
I think he's doing festivals and stuff, too.
He plays at Edgefield almost every year.
How old is he?
I think he might be 90. He's 92.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
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 Yeah, he's 92.
That's criminal.
Dude. Oh, in fact, right here.
Do you have
what? Ridgefield, Washington, May 24th.
That's the same night as the Jack White show.
I got to be careful. So, in case we're promoting that, by all means, go see Willie Nelson, May 24th at the Cascades Amphitheater.
For sure.
I've seen Willie Nelson probably 20 times in my life. I've seen Willie almost as much as probably any band that I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of Willie Nelson, and I love Willie, and I want to say,
look at him now.
Yeah.
Look at that photo on the top right.
I know.
That's him now.
So I saw him out at Edgefield probably 10 years ago.
My God.
And that was the last. I couldn't do it anymore. It was rough. Maybe he's gotten better. I just know, like, 10 years ago, it was rough stuff. And because I remember he was playing the, which one was he playing? He was playing a song, and I'm trying to remember which one it was, but I really liked it. It was one of my favorite ones. And it took me probably a minute and a half. It was the City of New Orleans. Which
Riding on City of New Orleans.
Dude, it was like a minute into the half. Like, I didn't know what song it was. And then I was like, what?
That's a bad sign.
I was like, this is the City of New Orleans?
Like, that's one of my favorite Willie Nelson songs.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it's like, he plays everything a little differently. It's just, and you couldn't really understand what he was saying. That's when I knew that it was, maybe it was time.
Kiss and tell.
Although, you know, hey, he's 92, so if you want to see him before he goes, go see him at the amphitheater May 24th.
All right, everybody. Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We are back tomorrow on 3-7 The Fan. Good night. A
lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.